Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that we have a new friend with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Carol Kinsey Goman is here. She is an expert in a lot of different things. She's a keynote speaker. She coaches executives, especially female leaders. She helps people deal with change, and she helps people deal with things that are going on in the workplace. She is a practicing therapist, a counselor, I think is maybe the better word to use. I'll ask her to clear that up in a minute. She's the author of a new book called The Truth About Lies in the Workplace. Dr. Carol Kinsey Goman, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Good to have you here. Now, correct me on my evaluation or my statements about your career.
Well, I was a therapist in private practice, but a few years ago, I really had to drop that because I was doing so much coaching of executives and so much speaking, I couldn't be in one place for an extended time.
But that's the only thing you changed was the location, right? Because I've coached executives too, and it's like being a therapist.
Exactly. I always say became, you know, a therapist in companies rather than a therapist in private practice.
That's exactly right. So, well, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on the book. And so talk to us about lies. I mean, a lot of people, when they think about lies, they think, well, you know, some people lie and some people don't. Some people lie all the time. Some people lie some of the time. But you just kind of, you know, it's like the weather. You get, you know, you don't know who you're going to, what you're going to bump into from day to day. So why is this something that we should, obviously lying is not good, but why is this something we should focus on?
Well, I actually wrote the book because most liars are discovered after the fact.
After the damage is done.
Yeah, exactly. After you've already signed the wrong contract, hired the wrong person, given your money to the wrong guy. I mean, it's sometimes really too late then.
Right.
And I thought, well, if we could just get a little better at spotting those tells, those signs of lying before rather than after.
Now, I'm going to have a little fun with you here, Carol, because you just said gave your money to the wrong guy. So, you know, what if, I mean, so sometimes could you give the wrong money to the wrong lady?
You certainly could, but I was thinking of Bernie Madoff with that.
I know what you were thinking, but you know, when you think of a used car salesman, you typically don't think of the face of a woman, you know. So do guys get a bad rap in this area? I know you coach a lot of women.
Well, you know, men are actually bigger liars than women.
Does liar, when people think of liar, is that a male gender type of thought?
Well, it really isn't. Men are bigger liars, but they're not better liars, and they don't lie more. When they do lie, they lie up. So if you look on social sites, for instance, they'll say they're taller than they are.
They lie about things that matter. Women lie about things that what?
They lie about things that minimize. They'll say that they weigh less than they do, that they're younger than they are.
And they wear a smaller shoe than they do.
Exactly. Yes, so women tend to minimize when they lie.
Well, I wonder also, and this is kind of a lie, if women are more likely to minimize and lie about their own capability, their own abilities.
Yes, and you know,
and it's a lie to themselves, isn't it?
It is indeed, and I have a big background in body language, so they even lie with their bodies, and that's a lot of the coaching that I do with female executives, the female managers, the female leaders,
right.
And that is to let them know it's just as much of a lie when they pull their arms into their bodies, when they make themselves look smaller physically, which women do often when they
right.
sit or when they present, that isn't being truthful to who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's as big a lie as men who expand into space and take up all the room and put their arms on the back of your chairs.
Exactly.
In order to really, that's...
See, I've got four grandsons, and I've been teaching, I've taught at least two of them how to tell a fish story.
Oh, yes.
You know, you catch a fish, and it got away, and you know, that fit turns into a six-foot killer monster fish that almost ate me. And you know, I one of my grandsons said, "Poppy, isn't that lying?" I said, "No, son, it's a fish story. It's not
that's
lying."
Right. Well, you know, that's the other thing. Lying is part of all human interaction, and really, it's an evolutionary advantage. So the survival of the fittest also became the survival of the best liar. We are actually bred to be good liars. And some lies are wonderful. I mean, those social lies that...
Well, the stories. If it's a story, you know, you can have fun with it, can't you?
You can. You can have fun with lies. You can save other people's feelings with lies.
Yeah, those are the little white ones, right?
Those are the little white ones. And that is another gender difference in the workplace, that all people lie in order to do what we call self-serving lies.
Yeah.
To cover mistakes, to get out of things they don't want to do, to avoid punishment, to look better than we are. But women tend to do a little bit more what we call other-serving lies, and that are lies
right.
to protect other people or to spare their feelings. But in the workplace, this can be just as damaging.
And it plays games. You know, my wife will not ask me how I think she looks if she doesn't want to know how I really think she looks.
Yes.
And if she ever gets her feelings hurt, I said, "Honey, if you don't want to get your feelings hurt, you know, what good is me telling you you look good if I'm never going to tell you that you need to, you know, you need to do something else, right?" And I said, "You know, call one of your girlfriends if you want somebody to lie to you."
And that is really a smart statement, because a lot of people don't want the truth.
Not my first rodeo, Carol.
Yeah, I hear you.
But no, so say that again about women. Women don't what?
Women tend to lie in order to save other people's feelings or to protect them.
But
in the workplace, here's where
the problem. But do women want to always hear the truth? That's the question.
Well, I don't think women or men always want to hear the truth. It's why in a job interview...
It hurts sometimes, doesn't it?
Well, it hurts, and also we want to hear what we want to hear. So when we leave that job interview, we want to believe that we're going to be managers in the next 3 months.
Carol, you did a great job you did a great job in this first segment, but no one likes to hear that but, do they?
They do not.
Hold on to that thought. The truth about lies in the workplace. We're having a great visit with Dr. Carol Kinsey Goman. We come back. She says there are four types of liars. We're going to talk about those guys. They're all guys, of course, right? After these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.